The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
TBS, America's number one independent television network, presents the following sports exclusive.
You're listening to Basically a Sports Show.
Follow us on Twitter at Basically Sports.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
And check out every episode of the show at basicallysports.tumblr.com.
Now here's your hosts, Zach,
Greg,
Mike.
And this is Andy, and you're listening to Basically a Sports Show.
All right, boys, we're tempting fate tonight. All four of us are here at the same time and on time. Let's hope that we can get through it. Someone's typing furiously in the background.
Oh, sorry. That's me.
Okay. It's Mike. He's our stenographer.
For any listeners to one, Mike has the entire backlog of all of our conversations.
Yes, it's in long form.
Remember the old days when a TV show afterwards would go, if you'd like a transcript of this show, send $3 to whatever. So if you want a transcript of this show, send $3 to Mike and he'll send you a transcript of the show.
Yeah. It would be kind of fun to like go through what YouTube, like it has its like auto captions.
Oh, it's hilarious. You should try it sometime.
Just to see what the things we're saying.
Yeah. This show is 80% funnier if you listen to it with the captions on. If you watch the captions, it's oh my God. Mm. Especially when we all four are talking at the same time, it just becomes complete gibberish. But sentences will form. It's like when they put 80 chimps in a room and they accidentally type a sentence. It's one of those things. It's pretty funny actually.
Greg, I'm noticing you're using the outdated spelling of the word Cleveland in your name today.
I am.
Yeah.
What's different about it?
Well, did you see the Indians press release today?
Oh, God.
They misspelled Cleveland. They could have.
They're the Cleveland baseball team.
They said they were going to change the name, and they did.
Well, Cleveland itself was actually originally spelled Cleveland, like a meat cleaver. It was named after, I think, a general or something. It's Cleveland.
Yeah, and then a Moses Cleveland or somebody like that. Yeah. It's funny. My girlfriend asked me about that today. I said, I think it was like this Moses Cleveland guy, but I'm not sure.
And they have a statue for him and everything. And he, then I guess a newspaper misspelled it or spelled it like Cleve, like how they wanted to spell it. And then after that, people were like, oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess
we like this better. We'll go with this spelling instead.
So it may stick. You never know.
Hey, I hope. Was it Cleveland?
I don't know. I didn't see the press release.
Well.
Yeah, it's right in the headline of the press release. Clevland. Cleveland. Cleveland Indians announced decision to change current team name. Again,
was that from them or was that from MLB?
No. This is from it's Indians letterhead and the whole damn thing. So this is funny. We talked about this when the Washington team changed their name, and we were like astounded at the amount of times that they used the team name that was now deemed racist. They had that
they had it seven times before we even got to like the announcement.
Right. So looking at this Cleveland thing. At the top, it has the Indian script. It says Indians and then news release. And then next to that, it says Cleveland Indians. Under that, it says Indians.com. And then the headline for it is Cleveland Indians announced decision to change current team name. The first sentence, the Cleveland Indians today announced their decision to begin the process of changing from our team name, quote, Indians, and on and on and on. So it's just like, again, like Indians is not nearly the same thing as Redskins was, but you know, if you've determined that you're not going to use your name going forward because it is culturally insensitive to a group, and that is the impetus for changing the name, well, maybe you think
don't
about
use the name everywhere.
Using it in every single sentence at least twice.
One of the Dolans, I saw this in the thread on the board, said that they had considered the name unacceptable to use, whatever. But we're going to keep using it for 2 years, or at least one more year.
Yeah.
So it's unacceptable, but we're going to keep using it.
Well, because I guess from what it says here is that they are going to continue to sell selected merchandise featuring the historic name and the logo, including Chief Wahoo, as a way to acknowledge our history as part of our ongoing commitment to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is our intention to donate profits from the sale of Chief Wahoo merchandise to Native American-focused organizations and causes.
But didn't I thought they had just completely wiped out Wahoo? That he was
You can still buy Wahoo gear. I think at like the team store. Okay.
So they're still selling him on merch. They just don't have it.
If you walk into a store around here, he's everywhere.
Well. Yeah. Guys, listen. We got a lot of stuff in warehouses. It ain't going to sell itself. All right, we got to get that shit out of here.
That's right.
They're not going to dump that shit into Africa or something. There's going to be like 10 generations of people in the poorest parts of Africa and third world areas of our world where they'll be this peppered with
Chief Wahoo becomes like a cultural icon in Africa. Jeez.
What's the country African Hitler's in again? That's the perfect
Namibia.
Yeah,
there you go.
So I guess for this year, did they clarify for this year if they are going to be wearing like the name Indian, like their current stuff for one more season? Is like a
at the end of 2021 is what they said.
What's up?
They're not going to be the Cleveland baseball team for a year.
So wait, so
disappointed by?
Well, so they haven't worn Wahoo for a year at least, right?
At minimum of a year.
So they're not going to do it. I'm assuming they will not wear Wahoo this year, but they'll still be the Indians for this year.
They lose. I think the official removal of Wahoo was before the 2019 season, I think. Does that sound right, guys?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think it was the year before they had the All-Star game, right?
Something might have been. I don't remember.
Yeah, because it was like this really convenient thing where it's like the All-Star game happened, so they like replaced Wahoo on the sleeve of the All-Star game patch for a year, and then the All-Star game was over and Wahoo just didn't come back.
So according to Wikipedia, it was last worn on October 8th, 2018.
So
in the ALDS, which was ironically Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day. So very fitting that.
Well, I think that, like Zach said, Indians isn't nearly as offensive.
No, but
I also believe that had they not been so steadfast in their refusal to remove Wahoo for all these years, they might have had a little capital to work with where they could have kept this name, but not now.
Yeah, because I think it's the same thing as like – because now that the Indians are doing it, it's like everyone's going to turn to, okay, well, who's next?
Right.
You Chicago Blackhawks, you Atlanta Braves, you Kansas City Chiefs. And it's like, well, sure, Atlanta like Braves and the Tomahawk, like – it depicts them as warmongering,
savages. Gruntoid.
Yeah, and it's like, well, it's a tomahawk. It's not like
it's not pretty loose.
It's not like an actual person.
No, I put it on the same level as the arrowhead on the Chief's helmet. You know, it's kind of an innocuous thing. Fairly,
those are Native American imagery, certainly, but it's not demeaning the like. I don't see it as like an actual. I mean, us again. Preface this by saying four white guys on a podcast on the internet.
One of us isn't entirely white, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Sure. You're right. Greg is our representative to the board, as it were. Right. But it's not nearly the same thing as Washington Redskins. It's not the same thing as Chief Wahoo. I think the only one that's questionable still is the Blackhawks logo.
Yeah.
We touched on a little bit when they did the retro jerseys, but
it'll go eventually. It'll have its time. I mean, I think the Blackhawks will always be the Blackhawks, but I do think they'll go literal at some point. They'll abandon the crest or go to some sort of.
I kind of hope not because you've got to, and I'm not Indian enough, for lack of a better term, or not wanting to say Indigenous people or Native American for the 50th fucking time today, but. I'm not enough. I don't have enough in my bloodline to make a definitive statement on this, but from my perspective, and you've got to remember, I've got relatives that go back to the Trail of Tears. So I've got a little bit, not much, but I don't know that Blackhawks is the same thing as Wahoo or Redskins.
Well, if we are just going to talk about, like, objectively speaking, what the Blackhawks logo is, one. The name is a reference to Chief Blackhawk, who was a real person. and two, the logo, I have always understood it to just simply be like, that's just a portrait of Chief not Chief Blackhawk. Like, that's it's just a picture of the dude, right?
And a Chief Wahoo on a Blackhawks jersey would be, I'm sorry, it'd be hilarious. It would be terrible, but it would be really funny.
but I mean, that's my point, right? Yeah. Where it's like, it's you know, Chief Wahoo was a racist cartoon, but the Blackhawks logo is supposed to be a relatively accurate depiction of a real dude's, you know, face.
And I think it's dignified too. I don't think it's Chief Wahoo. And I got to explain this. I grew up here, so as a kid, I loved Chief Wahoo because he was just fun. But at a point, you've got to go, yeah, he's great and it's funny and all that, but it's so wrong. And the funny thing to me is that the iteration of Wahoo that got taken away was the better one of the two. I don't know if you've ever seen the previous one. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, the original one is somehow even more racist.
I think the Blackhawks have, like – the Blackhawks have a pretty easy – couple easy fixes here, right? Either – okay, so we don't want to have a Native American person at all in the logo. Take the shoulder patch and make it the main logo, the C with the tomahawks. Like, that's easy enough. Or if you want to do, like – a more overarching thing and get rid of the Native American imagery altogether, go back in time and put the space in between black and hawks and then just make them, you know, black birds.
Well, the original, so the black hawk was a chief who was so essentially the team was actually named after a World War One battalion,
I think.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's correct. Yeah,
battalion was named after the battalion was named after the
person, the Native American in the Blackhawks crest was just, it wasn't based on anybody. It was just, I think somebody's wife just drew. It's like Joyce, I need a logo for my hockey team. Draw me an Indian. She's okay. And they updated it. The one that's been in use that's, you know, hasn't really changed at all, I think it's from like the 60s, I want to say, like late 60s. And I mean, again, like if you look at it, it's not, it's frustrating because it is such a beautiful crest. You know, I mean, it is incredibly.
It's a classic hockey crest.
Yes. And it
especially on the jersey with like the chain stitching and all that.
It's special. And I mean, I don't think, and to the Blackhawks credit, you know, they've stayed out ahead of it quite a bit over the years. And I don't want to bogart the entire show with this stuff, by the way, if you guys want to change subjects. I know we're all kind of tired of this stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's a long way to go. And I think that if you watch Cleveland, like they've spent how many years now? Like 5 years kind of winding down this road. It hasn't been overnight. You know, this has been ongoing for quite a while.
And I mean, all for where we all kind of figured the end game was anyway. Like, doesn't, like, the way that everything's unfolded, doesn't it seem like it would have just been better if the Redskins and the Indians had just dropped this shit in, like, the early 2000s? Like,
yeah. Well, the
it's like if you're all just going to end up dropping these names and logos and completely rebranding anyway, was it really worth it to hold out for, like, 20 more years?
They all should have had a joint press conference together.
Mm-hmm.
On some sort of reservation, it's just like we're all doing this together.
Well, Washington,
we're dropping all pretense.
Washington had no intentions of doing this. I think it was George Floyd.
Yeah.
The George Floyd stuff is what prompted them to just finally do away with it. And this one didn't have that because I feel like, you know, we've kind of discussed the CCSLC form reaction to this has been really muted compared to the Washington name change because I think immediate political, like there wasn't, it clearly
it was
wasn't
inevitable.
A reaction, right?
It was going to happen at some point.
I still stand by the idea that had they not stuck with Wahoo the way they did, you could have pulled the Spokane Indians here and kept the name.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, no. Like yeah. I even said that, like there was a period in the 70s where they took Wahoo off the hats, right? And it's like, let's just say hypothetically that, you know, Wahoo, you know, fades away in the 70s and they just go with various forms of like block C's or stylized C's from like the 70s
cursive eyes,
and then like come the mid 2000s someone decides like hey, we're going to pull a Spokane Indians thing, and then, like, boom, they basically keep the name forever and everyone likes them. But they because as we've been saying, like, the name Indians itself isn't nearly as bad as, say, Redskins, but I think what's made it untenable is that they stuck with Wahoo for so long that it just soured everyone to the whole identity.
Because now if you try to go the route of the Spokane Indians, it's going to look like nothing more than just flat-out pandering.
Yeah.
Where you're just trying to save your ass. Whereas if you had done this, like you said, Mike, back in the early 2000s, and the history of Wahoo, you have to double-check me on this, but I know that Wahoo in my lifetime didn't pop up on a hat until like 86.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the Wishbone Sea, and then they went to the Block Sea for a while in the late 70s, early 80s. Wahoo was there from that point forward until, you know, 2019. So I think they had him in the hat a little bit in the 50s, I want to say, because I've got a throwback hat with the Wishbone Sea with the Wahoo in the middle of it, which is probably
what their hat history now.
But, yeah, if you hadn't stuck to Wahoo the way you did it, I mean, when people – look, I've been to opening day games at Jacobs Field. And this was in like 97. There were protests then about Wahoo. Wasn't so much about the name. It was about Wahoo. It's like, you know, enough with the cartoon shit. This isn't what we look like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So the history of the Native American head with the team, they first had a crudely drawn, not necessarily racist or anything, just crudely drawn Indian in 1928 up to 32. They kind of made a little bit more like passively cartoony one in 38, more accurate from 39 to 45, and then Chief Wahoo, giant nose and all, like, as you said, even worse than the one that we were living with, came up in 1946.
But he was only on the hat for a short time.
Came on the hat. He was on the hat with the Wishbone Sea, like, together from 47 to 57. Back in 62. And then he didn't go back to a hat. He didn't go back to the hat until 86.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if Major League. Like
an arm patch or hold on. I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah. He was everywhere. I mean, it wasn't like he was nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
He just wasn't on the hat. He was everywhere. I mean, you walk in that stadium, either one of them, really, the old one or Progressive Field. If somebody said, I'll give you a dollar for every Wahoo in this place, you would have walked out of there with a couple hundred grand, I promise you. I mean, he was fucking everywhere, you know? And then there was the big sign on the old stadium.
He was on the jersey.
Yeah. On the jersey.
He was on the jersey in 63. So, 63 to 69, according to the mothership.
Really?
I don't know if that includes arm patches.
Okay.
But,
But like I said, if you walked into the park and to this day, you can still buy Wahoo stuff right off the rack because I don't know. I just think that had they gone with getting rid of Wahoo back when – well, I'm sure they first started calling for it way before even the 90s or the 2000s. But had they said, yeah, this Wahoo thing is not a great idea, then you've got – You can say, okay, let's do the Spokane Indians thing, but now you can't. It's going to look like you're just trying to save your ass at this point. So they ruined any chance of doing that.
What in your mind, Greg? Is it kind of what's the next? What is the front runner going forward? Is it spiders?
That would be my impression. Yeah.
Is that just kind of the default that we're going to fall into? Is go back and grab the Cleveland Spiders?
I think so. I don't know. I saw somebody on the boards did a really nice concept of it. It wasn't your brandiose angry spider with a baseball bat. It was really well done. It looked similar to the Spider-Man logo on his chest, on Spider-Man's costume. Mm-hmm. And a nice hat. It was really, really well done. Very tasteful. I thought, I can live with that if that's what they want to do. It wasn't.
I've seen a block C with a spider web in between the C, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. That's not bad.
Yeah, I like the ones that are more kind of they're flat and they're simple. And the problem with the spider when you have eight legs is that there's a lot of detail you got to cram into a logo or the spider web. But I feel like that could be it is such an unexplored mascot, you know, like that is so much room. And not only does it have historical precedent, you know, it has a lot of like marketing capital that you can totally jump all over. And
The only ones I can think of is the Cleveland Spiders team that we're talking about from the 20s, whenever it was.
Yeah.
And then the Richmond Spiders in college. And that's it. That's all I can think of.
Yeah. Well, there was somebody just posted something about the Cleveland Citizens appears to be a trademark registered by Major League Baseball.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, that appears to be legit, which is depressing. Cleveland Citizens, like what? What is that?
So are we all just going to ignore that Spiders is the best name?
No.
We were just talking about it.
Yeah, Spiders is the best, but Cleveland Citizens apparently has been, they put that one in their pocket. I don't know if it means anything, but it's been mentioned. So,
and like you say, Andy, I think if they go Spiders, they have to keep it flat, kind of like Greg was talking about, a Spider-Man-esque type logo. Because like I'm just on the Richmond Spiders page on the Mothership, and most of them are flat. And then there's only one that's a little bit more detailed, gives you a little bit more spider stuff. It's like, no, don't like that at all.
Because the
other thing that people have to remember is there's a lot of people that really don't like spiders.
also, the thing
you gotta kind of keep it tame.
Also, another thing with spiders that concerns me is, you know, does Brandiose like just do a Cleveland Spiders logo that is utterly atrocious?
We can't let Brandiose anywhere near this, because if they do, then you're gonna get some sort of cartoony ass.
Yeah, it's angry spider with a baseball bat.
Yeah,
it's Nike. I mean, Nike would be the one doing the rebrand, so they're not gonna go that direction.
And like I said, if you can find it on the boards, it wasn't in the concepts. It was one of the threads we were talking about this earlier. Someone did a fantastic Spiders workup with a really nice, tasteful logo, really well done. And I thought, boy, if they went with that, I'd be perfectly fine with it. I mean,
the way that it seems like the fan base is reacting is that Spiders is just so clearly what they should do. Like anything else is just not going to be as good.
Not only that, but I think that the people around here would probably find it a little more palatable if it was something that was from the team's history, where they could say, okay, yeah, we're not the Indians anymore. Now we're the Spiders like we used to be 100 years ago. That might make it a little easier to swallow, because I haven't seen it yet, surprisingly, where everybody's just exploded with, oh, my God, what are they doing? I've seen a couple here and there, but the reaction's not been as strong as I thought it would be about this. Which I don't know if it's because they're going to be the Indians still this year, and they're just going to wait to get mad about it after it's over. I don't know.
Well, Zach, just to go to the point, and I think Mike mentioned it too, about spiders being scary. You know, I mean, I think just as many people or more are scared of snakes, and we've got at least the Diamondbacks to consider.
Guys, yeah. I am
but,
petrified.
But it's not like the Diamondback snake isn't exactly like a very detailed – like the thing that people are afraid of. Like, people just don't like creepy crawly stuff. Like, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing,
the spider a little bit too creepy crawly, and not just like the Spider-Man logo. Like,
people are scared of sharks. I mean,
I'm petrified of birds. And but it doesn't stop me from wearing a Blue Jays hat or an Orioles hat.
Maybe people are afraid of senators.
You know, I mean,
I am.
But if you make the spider too detailed, people are going to think that's gross, and I don't want to wear that.
Well, right. No, you do.
That's what I mean.
You don't want it to be like some giant, like just with a baseball player, like inside of a web cocoon, sucking the life out of it.
That's the most realistic logo I've ever seen. I never thought you could transfer that to a hat, but turns out you can.
A lot of detail.
I don't know. It's just that I've seen some of the other names, potential names being thrown around, and they're all just various degrees of bad. Like,
you don't like the Cleveland Rockers, Mike?
Cleveland Rockers is dumb. I've seen like Cleveland Citizens is dumb. Oh, what else?
Citizens is the dumbest one I've seen so far.
Cleveland Blues is dumb.
I saw one on Twitter for Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, God.
Why?
That's what you call the team if you're going to do a movie and you can't get MLB to give you the rights. Then you call them the Guardians.
Is there some statue in Cleveland that are referred to as the Guardians of Cleveland or something?
I don't know. If you want to go totally Cleveland, make them the orange construction cones. That's the most indigenous thing to that place.
Let's just call them the Browns.
I'm fine with that. I think it'd be great to have the old Cleveland days. Like,
is ahead, what it's the Forest City. That is the nickname. It's called the Foresters or something. Or do you know,
here's the problem with that. I think I put this in the thread that because of that, all throughout Northern Ohio, there were these auto parts stores called Forest City Auto Parts. And if you look it up, just look up Forest City Auto Parts Ohio and look at the logo. That's what everyone's going to think of when they hear that name. So that's kind of problematic because there was already a Forest City thing here, and so, it's this weird guy with like a giant neck.
Oh my god!
So yeah, horrifying. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's unpleasant.
Right.
What is that?
Nobody ever knew. I never understood it.
Let's just see. Apparently, there's some history behind this. Of course.
Great place to get auto parts, I'll say that. But my God, that logo it's frightening.
I don't like looking at that, so I'm going to close that. And my life just got
better. Based on one of these like old print ads that I found here, the guy says looking for better service. So maybe he's stretching his neck looking for service somewhere.
Yeah, and it's still messed up.
Don't look any further. Just come to Forest City.
Oh, well, all right. That was a long way to go just to put a guy with a big long neck on a building. But all right.
Meh.
I don't know. Nah.
Chaos Blast with I think the quote of the chat so far. The Guardians guard the land, obviously.
Yeah. Why don't we just call it the land? Just call it not even like Cleveland baseball team, just the land.
The Clevelander Bronze. Just kind of awkwardly name after LeBron James.
Who was it that suggested
the Cuyahogas?
The Cuyahogas? I think that's Indian derivative too, Zach.
No, so, you're going.
What? That's, is it? Is
yeah.
Cuyahoga.
Cuyahoga was a tribe here, yeah. They screwed this up so badly with Wahoo. They really could have kept the name if they had just gotten rid of that ridiculous logo. Simple as that. I don't know why they.
Yeah.
Somebody else posited the theory that they're going to just ride it out for a couple years and see if it goes away. I wouldn't put that past them. Just kind of like, we're going to do this, and then, well, we're going to wait. You know, we're not ready yet. And then just see if it kind of just all dies out. Because, my God, who knows what we'll be into by 2022?
Well,
I don't know. I think once you start those wheels turning, if something doesn't actually happen, you're going to be in a hotter water than you would be if you just did something about it.
Well, let's take a little poll here among the group here to kind of to switch gears to football a little bit. Very, very, it captures a lot of data.
Scientific, all the way.
Yes. How do you feel like the Washington football team has done with their, I feel like they're far enough along in this process to where they're probably getting pretty close to making the decision as far as, if this year has been a success. Not really so much, on the field, but, with the whole abandoning of any sort of branding, necessarily. Do you think that they're entrenched now, and they're like, well, we've made a decision, and we're going to stick with this because the people seem to enjoy it.
That's what I've thought that all along, that Dan Snyder, being Dan Snyder, won't get a new name because this way we're just the Washington football team. You can call us whatever you want. And there's nobody at the stadium these days, but all the fans and that fan group are still referring to that team as the Redskins, and they're not going to change that. So
I think that's a good point because – they might be in an entirely different situation if there were people in the stadium every week holding up giant signs that say, we're still the Redskins. They don't have to deal with that. They just go on TV, and you just read football team in a box score, and it just
never stops being funny.
Right. It just kind of is what it is, and you don't have to think too hard about it because that's just what they are. And if you're not in the city, if you're not dealing with their fans all the time, then you're probably – just much more accepting of what it is. So I think that it's I've kind of fought for it. I think it'd be fun for a bit. It almost does kind of work. It's unique to them now. And that's why Cleveland baseball team, as much as it would be funny to see, they couldn't do that now either. Cause it's like, oh, well, Washington did it already.
Yeah. Before you know,
so yours would definitely be a placeholder.
You're going to have the Atlanta baseball team, the Kansas City football team, the Chicago hockey team. It's got to stop somewhere. Love to do it for one season.
Well, so my only thing with this is that, like you said, Zach, when the people come back to the stadiums, I assume it'll be this next year. They're going to have, it's going to be a talking point that there's going to be a lot of people that will simply be wearing their their Redskin regalia. They'll be holding up signs. They'll be painting their face and wearing the headset, whatever the head things. I can't remember what the
headdress.
All that stuff. And they're going to be doing it, and I'm sure it'll be a big point on television. But you got to think that if they do say we're going to stick with Washington football team, that the sort of, you know, oral tradition of calling them the Redskins and the, like, fan desires to bring the stuff to the game and to make it the whole Redskin-themed bit, that will fade out over time if they stick with football team. But it will take a lot longer if they don't rebrand. I feel like if you rebrand to, like, something with any sort of mascot, you're going to have a portion of the fan base that will certainly just jump right on it, and it'll be a lot more seamless, because there's a lot of people. Yeah. People love to just buy merch, you know.
See, I disagree with that. I think that if they stick with football team, it won't be as much of a battle point for these people. Whereas if you show up and, like, these are the Red Wolves now, those people are going to dig in and die on that hill.
I think the year that we're going through now, and I assume they're still. I would almost say, for their sake, give it another buffer year and then rebrand.
I'm just gonna repeat what I said earlier when all of this first went down. The Washington football team name, maybe Dan Snyder wants that. It doesn't matter. The NFL long term is very image savvy. It's very brand savvy. It's not going to let Washington football team be the name long term. Like, it's going to happen in maybe it's going to happen that at some point, maybe after 2 years of Washington football team, the NFL is going to be like, okay, you've got to change. You've got to pick a real name now. Like,
yeah, but can't Dan Snyder go, sorry, but I'm not going to do it? I mean, what is there a rule that he has to do it if they force him into it?
The thing about the rules of the NFL is that they're arbitrary. The NFL isn't a legal entity. It's not. Its rule book is entirely up to the discretion of its collective ownership group. If the NFL collectively says you've got to do it, then
That's a fair point. Then I would just say that the NFL looks even worse now, because they could have forced them to change the name Redskins a long time ago.
They could have. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
They don't care.
I know they don't.
But they only cared when the sponsors started to care. But
like anything.
But, I mean, I legitimately do not believe that Washington football team is going to last beyond two seasons, because I don't think that the NFL's marketing team is going to let it happen. Like, it's going to – like eventually they're just going to say, like – we need you to have a real name.
And I think we all love the joke. We all think it's quite fun. And it is. But will it be the same thing next year? If you tried to go into a third year of, like, we're the Washington football, it's like, okay, yeah, we get it.
That's the thing. Like, a lot
call
of the,
yourself something.
A lot of the support for the Washington football team has sort of been in a meme-y context where
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at the funny thing, right? And that stuff is going to get old eventually. Like, I'm convinced that the Washington football team merch has sold as well as it has had, in part to people thinking it's going to be temporary. And it's going to be like, oh, like in 2 years, they're going to get a new name that they're going to be for the rest of their existence. And so, you know, get this Washington football team gear for, like, the 2 years it's around, so it'll be, like, this kind of cool retro thing. But I don't think it's going to last.
Let me ask you this. What if it keeps selling very well for the next two or three years? And the NFL goes, hey, you know what? You're doing all right with this? We'll let it go.
If it keeps selling, then the NFL might very well let it go, but I legitimately don't believe it will.
Well, we all are in agreement that the only thing that's going to make them change is money, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So my thought was that I was trying to do a little research to see if, like, I thought maybe, well, Chase Young, maybe he's a young, you know, really big star, coming up and coming star in the league. If his jersey was, like, one of the top sellers, then maybe that'd be it. He's a beast, yeah. But he's not even in the top 25. So I don't, you know, that point kind of down the toilet.
Well, yeah, I think that's – he is very good. the team, despite, you know, its little run here to an unfortunate sixth win.
Guys. Yeah, I know.
A very unfortunate sixth win this week.
Yep.
They're still bad, right? Like, it's fun. Like, again, everything about this team and their context is funny this season. The name is funny. The fact that they were in first place at 3-7 or whatever the hell was funny. And so, you know, if they're like a 9-7 team next year and it's another year of this and it's like, all right, fine. Like, give them a name, give them an identity. And I still stand by the thing of, I think it's easy. There hasn't been as much problem and it's been easier to accept because there's nobody in the building. Yeah. And it would be different if every home game in Washington that they would cut to somebody in the stands wearing the Redskins t-shirt or, you know, with the headdress, and then they would address it every single game. That's different than there's nobody here. We just have to talk about the football, and their name is football team, so we're going to talk about them.
Well, two points of order here. So we do have to discuss the ignominious tournament of disgrace at some point. Does anyone have any collective like NFL thoughts here before we spin the wheel and make the deal? Just trying to make sure we get our stuff in.
It was a pretty uneventful week, really.
Miami
and Kansas City get together for one of the best uniform matchups you're going to ever see.
This is what, like, why are the Dolphins not wearing the throwbacks? Like, they look so nice.
Oh, that was just a beautiful, beautiful football game. Unbelievable.
The only noteworthy NFL thing I wanted to bring up, I told Zach and Gregless, I was at a Walmart on Sunday. The Vikings were in town playing the Bucks, and I was in Walmart, late morning before the kickoff, and I saw a Vikings fan, and he was wearing a Vikings jersey. The nameplate on the back said 24, and the number was 7.
There's got to be a way to arrest that guy. We have to have like a uniform citizen's arrest. You're being charged with gross negligence.
Is that some sort of roundabout Adrian Peterson reference? Because his nickname was AD, which stands for all day.
If we have to think about it this much, it didn't work.
I legitimately think, like, not to stereotype football fans, but I think if you just go lowest common denominator, it's just simply he's a Vikings fan 24/7.
Right. That was my thought too, Mike. Exactly that.
I mean, this was right up there with the Tampa Bay Lightning jersey I saw that said Yzerman 19. Like, this Only somehow this is worse, because at least, like, Steve Yzerman was an actual person associated with the Lightning at the time, so...
Wait, you mean there wasn't a guy in the Vikings that the last name was 24 who wore the number 7?
Like, 24-7, that's like if I... That is such a stereotypical, like, meathead NFL fan thing to do.
It really is.
Like, it's like, yeah, the Vikings, 24-7, woo!
There was an NFL jersey I saw one time. I forget the team. But the number was 69.
Oh, God.
And the name was like Butt Sex, I think.
Oh, God.
That's good. That's brilliant. That's not – I don't care.
That's an I don't care who you are, that's funny sort of thing.
There's, yeah. I mean, in the original XFL where they could have, you know, whatever they wanted on their nameplates – there was a guy on your still reigning and defending XFL champion, LA Extreme, who had the number 69 with the nameplate Big Daddy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
that's good.
So, you know.
Oh, what? Oh, God. Oh, there was a Ducks game last year. Maybe 2 years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There was a guy I saw, again, wearing a Ducks jersey, unfortunately. The number 69 and the name P-Whipped.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm surprised, like, they put the full word or just the word, P.
The letter P,
uh-huh.
And then space, and then whipped.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, this was not a
you know,
Shapiro P-word situation.
I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of the people that wear that number have never come close to even understanding what that number actually is, if you get my drift.
Can you just imagine the sure. being a person who works for, like, the NFL shops? I'm embarrassing.
I can't imagine that something like that gets through the NFL shop. I think you have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, somewhere off-site.
I'm sure they're all – because I'm guessing what they do, the orders, like, get very loosely screened and then sent off to somewhere in China or wherever they do the uniforms at, where they're printed. But I just imagine where it's like, hey, Bill, we get some orders today. Yeah, another like 3,069 custom requests. Like, damn it, we need to order more sixes and more nines. We're almost out. Again?
You just have to order a bunch of sixes, though, and then you turn them upside down for the nines.
Isn't it when you order a jersey, though, on one of the sites? I don't know if it's the NFL, MLB, but it says some name and number combinations are not available.
Sure. All of them do, actually.
Okay.
All of them have that. But, like, I think it's automated. Like, they just have them programmed into they just have, like, databases programmed in the site. So if you get creative enough to get around it, then, you know, you can get it made, like, by the official site, because I don't think there's a human, like, screening it. I think it's all just automated. And if you can trick the computer with certain, like, letter combinations, then, you know, it just gets sent through and
I will say in recent years, more of the jerseys that I see like that, more often than not, are the Chinese counterfeit ones that you can, you know, tell pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can order anything from when your jersey's $10, you know. So, a little different.
Andy, you should share a couple of these in the
sure. Yeah, so I'm just looking through some. Boy. These are just, you know, they're intelligent.
I hate Fanatics. I hate talking about what Michael Walker said in the chat.
Here we go.
Yeah. Fanatics has killed sports merchandising.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How? Yeah. Helmet head.
I don't.
Well, he paints a helmet on his head.
Well, at least that guy's leaning into it, the whole thing. You know?
Yeah, this one's obviously somebody just wrote this on some cloth or something. I don't understand this.
What's it say?
Semen lover.
Oh, God.
This is the king, though. This guy here.
Okay. So
Florida Panthers.
This guy, the Florida Panthers jersey that says master and then number 8. This is a clear case of that guy was trying all sorts of combinations to get masturbate on the jersey. And it kept shooting. And the NHL shop kept spitting back, like, that name is denied, and eventually he landed on Master of 8.
Okay, that the Brett Favre one there with the Iscariot is pretty funny, I think.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
And there's, of course, an old couple, bratwurst and bun.
I
don't want to see that on, like, young, attractive people.
Okay, Chaos Blast brings up one. It's funny. It was horrible, but still pretty funny. It was when the Patriots did the thing a few years ago. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, it was, like, automated, like, the 1 millionth person.
It was this horrible, horrible racist thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what was
it? But it was up there for, like, 15 minutes before someone took it down.
What's that say? Jack Bauer,
24.
Wait,
scroll up. Is that a Keanu Reeves replacement jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's nice.
Yes.
What I'm looking for are ones that are actually, like, you know,
Detroit's,
actually clever. Like, some of these just aren't clever. Like,
I mean,
just kind of,
sports fans, Andy, how convicted.
Yeah. I did like the ones for a while there. Remember, it was – you could, like – because, I mean, in the NFL shop, like you said, it has to go through a screener. But, like, for a while, people were ordering Ron Mexico jerseys after that happened.
Yeah.
It took the NFL
took
a while.
Yeah,
they finally, like, nipped that in the bud. But yeah, so I mean, I do want to find some good ones here. I can't, you know, I'm not going to sort through this while we're on the show, but I'll find some good ones. But that masturbate Florida Panthers one, that may be my next board avatar. Like, that's got to be in there. Like, that is such a Florida thing.
That is that man. That, you know what? As much as we want to, you know, cry jersey fouls on a lot of this shit, Masturb 8, he gets a pass because he worked for that. And so,
yeah, you know. I don't know why he worked so hard for that, but good for him.
These are the ones that I posted on Twitter when I saw them, and one of them is the one that I was talking about just now. And then there's another one that I had forgotten about, but this one's not as.
Oh, there you go. Bad. Yeah, there it
can
is.
Can we share that?
Yes.
Oh God.
Yeah. So this is that's great.
These are the ones I'm talking about.
Check it out, man. Oh God.
And he was walking around with his like daughter. Like that's a, yeah. That was a young girl.
Wait a minute. The guy who has the RU18 jersey, is that a Sharks jersey?
No, I think it's the San Diego Gulls.
Okay.
It's got some piping on it that doesn't look very
good. He must just get all sorts of women with that. Come on, right?
I don't want to share my screen for that. I just found the Patriots thing. And I mean, it is the funniest damn thing. Like that is
awful, but it's hilarious.
It is remarkably offensive. But like the fact that the Patriots tweeted it out without even like a thought,
it was a bot, right? It was just like, oh, we're just gonna tweet out whoever our random 1 millionth like follower is.
I can't believe they put that.
It was. I mean, again, you know, you don't want to laugh at it, but I mean, fuck. Sometimes stuff's funny just because it's funny. And,
yeah, I remember when this happened. It sat there for like 15 straight minutes before someone realized it and took it down. So, yeah.
Well, it's just like it's clearly. I'm not laughing at like the slur, obviously. No. I'm laughing at the fact that like 4chan or somebody like just played it, you know, just totally played it or just they just kind of got unfortunately lucky and this confluence of events came about and the bot that runs the account just spewed that up there. just I can't even.
I think it's even what makes it even better is that it happened to the Patriots
right
the height of their run.
All
yeah
franchises.
Yep.
Whew. Okay.
All right. So anyway, I've got a college football thing that I want to talk to Zach about, but we can do spin the wheel, make the deal first.
And I have a college football thing I want to talk to you about, Greg.
Sure. It might be the same thing, I bet. All right. We ready?
Well, there's spin the wheels up here. So just to kind of update everyone on where things stand. So last week, by the way, looks like we were waiting on the Packers and Lions for Mike, and that was – anyway, so Mike's leading the Pack right now. He's 9-2. Greg, 6-5. Zach
The Packers beat the Lions yesterday.
Packers beat the Lions. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Tonight is Ravens-Browns.
Okay. So, yeah. So here's I'm sorry. I got mixed up. So last week, we were waiting on Bills 49ers, the result, because that was playing on Monday Football. Mike picked the Bills. He was correct. He moved to 8-2. So last week, the results this weekend, I'm sorry, Titans, Jags, Zach, you picked the Titans. You were correct. You moved to 6-4. I don't know why you're 6-4 and Greg is 6-5. I don't know why that is, but math. I'll have to look back.
I find some chicanery in there, but I'll take my percentage point first place.
Yeah, I'm sure I just forgot to add.
Funny, when this thing started, I had more votes than Zach, and now I don't. How did that happen?
Yeah. Electoral College clearly is screwed
right,
up.
Right, obviously.
But Mike far away the lead. So Mike was right. So everyone was right except for Greg. So Greg, you chose the 49ers to beat the 32s, and 32s obviously.
That was a shit game anyway. I don't know how do you pick that. No. But the 32s and the 49ers. That's a good matchup. They should go with their name.
So yes, Zach, you're Pack. This is for Zach. He'll be choosing between the Panthers and the Packers.
Oh, Packers. That's a pretty easy one. Because, Saturday. The Panthers lost to the Broncos this weekend. Like, yikes.
Yeah. Saturday night? Well, yeah, it's funny what a team can do when it has an actual quarterback.
Exactly.
That's and a Saturday night game.
That's right. The Saturday games start this week. Yep. We got two.
This is Mike. You'll be choosing very important game for the both teams, really. Ooh. Bears at Vikings.
Bears. This is a tough one, actually.
Bears coming off a big win.
Bears are coming off a big win, but because I would – need to rely on them, I'm going with the Vikings.
That's a smart choice.
I believe the Vikings beat the Bears the first time, right?
Yeah, so I got to go with the Vikings. Yeah. Maybe Kirk Cousins. His mask conspiracy theory ass will spew COVID all over Khalil Mack and.
This is for me, Jets at Rams. Well, that's a tough one.
Boy.
I will take the Rams.
God.
It's so funny. The Jets, like last week, it's like, oh, a plucky attempt. Maybe they'll do it this week. And then they're playing.
What was it, 40-3?
They're playing the Seahawks. They went up 3-0.
Hey.
And then it was 40-3.
Well, no. Remember now, Sportsmax.
Sportsmax, right. The Jets are undefeated.
Yeah, I don't get what's funny about that. Like I told you guys, I love Sportsmax Ohio. Browns won 10 straight Super Bowls. Yeah, the Indians never lost to the Cubs. It's great. Okay.
So this is Greg's. Bills.
Oh, God.
That's an easy one, though.
I'll go with the Bills, but don't be surprised if the Broncos pull one out here.
But the Bills looked pretty damn good last night.
Yeah, they did. They did. They did.
They won, right?
All the way. Yep.
Before we swing off the NFL, we did mention it just to keep people abreast of the situation in our beloved NFC East.
Yeah.
Unfortunate is the term that I would use as Washington reached the 6-win plateau.
Yeah.
So, if they win another game, which, again, they play – Washington plays – they host Seattle, they host Carolina, and then they're finishing at the Eagles. Washington would need to go 0-3 to avoid
– Come on, 0-3. Come on.
7-9, we've seen it.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel we were robbed. This was
Yeah.
You go 0-3 – to finish at 6-10 and win that division, you've sold at least two more hats and T-shirts.
Well, if they go 0-3, they might not win the division, because here's the way it also works out for everybody else. The Eagles with new QB Jalen Hurts led them to a win yesterday, right?
Yep.
If the Eagles go 2-1 against Arizona, Dallas, or the football team, they would win the division at 5-9-1.
I think 5 wins.
That would be 6-9-1. So.
And I guess 6-10 is better, but we'll take 6-9, right?
If the Giants go 1-2 against Cleveland, Baltimore, or the Cowboys, then they would get to 6 wins. And all these others need the combination of Dallas goes 2-1 against the 49ers, Eagles, and Giants. They could also win the division at 6-10.
Well, what are we in week 15 or coming up now?
14.
Three games left after this. Yeah.
Okay. So the Jets still have 3 more to play. They are currently at a -210, which I think that puts them in the 20s.
I told all of you this last week.
Yeah,
after,
sure did.
You know, after they were
really a good 37-point loss.
Oh, I don't know. They pulled it close against the Raiders. Don't worry, they made up for that.
they have a long way to go. The 1990, the 2009 Rams were -261. That's probably doable.
What were the 08 Lions again?
Lions were, I don't know if they're even on this list. They're not even in the top 25 of point differential seasons, which is strictly what I'm going at here now.
And the Jets, just for your sake of calculating these, it's possible because they play the Rams this week, who the Rams could certainly beat them by 30 or more. The Rams could also only beat them by 10. That's just the way the Rams work.
Yeah.
Then they host the Browns the next week, which again could be 30 points, could be
or
10. 3.
Yeah, or 3. Yeah. They could win.
And then they finish at the Patriots.
Greg, so help me God, if the Browns ruin this.
Dude, nothing I can do about it. Believe me.
Yeah, they've got.
They can sit here and be nervous about it. That's it.
They could be, you know, I'd be impressed. I think they should aim for top 5. I don't think they're going to get to the elite echelon of the Baltimore Colts from 1981 with -274 or the 76 Bucks, which were -287 and played only 14 games. So the Jets, while incompetent, will probably make a good, you know, make their place in this like Mount Rushmore of just dog shit teams.
They're probably not gonna get the the point differential, but as long as they go 0-16, I feel like something's been accomplished for them.
Something like that, yeah.
So they're at 210 and they need to finish at, what did you say, 280?
287 is the record. 287 is the record, yeah. For the 76 points.
So that's what, 67 points?
They need 76 points, so...
That's only about 25 a game, right?
What you really need, you need the Rams to run up the score this weekend. If the Rams can finally start hitting their stride at the right time here going to the playoffs, which I would love to see, of course, that could go a long way into getting them into those upper echelons. If we get like another 30 point dredging, another 37 point, 40 point beatdown.
Well, so just to put it up here, the 2009 Lions, which I believe were 0-16. Let me see.
It was the 08 Lions who were 0-16.
Okay. Well, the following year, they were -232. So that's – I'm looking at modern records here. So that's 2009. I think the 2000 Cleveland Browns were -258. The 2009 Rams were -261. So there's some possibilities.
The 99 Browns, I can't believe they're not on there. That team was so bad the first year they came back. It was
exciting. -220.
It was exciting to watch them get a first down. Like, hey, they got a first down. All right.
Wasn't that the year? I have distinct memories watching this game. I think it was against Kansas City that first year where, like, they would have won, but one of their players took their helmet off before the end.
No, that was the year they actually made the playoffs. I think that happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Courtney Dwayne Brown. Bowe, I'll never forget. It was like just – this was so. It was just such a Browns thing to do. But speaking of my Browns, guys, primetime 2 weeks in a row, because to prove how screwed up 2020 really is, the Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers got flexed out on Sunday Night Football for my Cleveland Browns and the New York Football Giants.
Which
how about that?
Is kind of incredible that the Giants are the ones that are also in this game too.
Yeah.
Considering the year. I mean, hell, the last week it was only the second time that Sunday Night Football in the 15 years they've had the package on NBC that Sunday Night Football went to Buffalo, which is kind of wild.
Yeah,
and then the Bills ruined it by wearing mono red.
Oh, yeah. Another would have been a great looking game, but nope.
Oh,
but yeah. So the Browns tonight against the Ravens, which if they get a win, they're only a game behind Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden things are getting interesting.
Pittsburgh on a bit of a slide.
A little bit. Well, when you play like 8 games in 4 days, that's going to happen, yeah. Or 4 games in 8 days, or whatever they did.
8 games in 4 days would be impressive.
Damn impressive, right? Shit, if they won 500 in 8 games in 4 days, that would be pretty good. But yeah, they played, I think they've played realistically like 3 games in 11 days or something like that. It's been a lot, so I don't know where that leaves them. But yeah. Well, yeah, NFL wasn't really terribly exciting yesterday. I mean, not much happened.
No, next week, things will really start to fall in perspective. There's like, seven or eight teams in the NFC that are on the bubble. Mm-hmm. There's only 4 in the AFC. So, I mean, as we get closer to the end, obviously things will get infinitely more interesting. But right now, we're just kind of in the... It doesn't make football any less enjoyable or whatever, but it's just kind of like, let's get a move on here and get to the.
This was a week where I was thoroughly like pleased with how the week went, because the Rams got to play on Thursday and they had just probably the most stressless game they played under Sean McVay, which is incredible to think about. But it was like an easy win. They beat the Patriots. I was very satisfied. You know, get revenge for the Super Bowl. It's not getting revenge for the Super Bowl, but it still makes you feel good. And then, because the game was done and I felt good about my team, when on Sunday it's like, I don't really have to pay attention today. So I did other stuff. I relaxed. I didn't pay attention to football. It was kind of nice.
Yeah. And I got to see if my Browns can hang tough with the Ravens tonight, and who knows.
Yeah, the Paul Brown Bowl.
Yeah, it's the Cleveland Browns versus the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the Art Modell Bowl, I should say.
Art Modell Bowl. There you go.
But, Greg, what did you want to talk about college football? Because I have a very specific complaint addressed towards your direction.
Okay, because it might be the same complaint I have. So go ahead. Let's see if you're right, if I'm right.
Why the hell? Fuck the Big Ten.
We're right on the same page. Yep.
So before the season, the Big Ten has a rule where if you don't play 6 games, you're ineligible for the conference championship game.
Except when you can't play 6 games. And, of course, they changed the rules because you're the biggest program in the conference.
Except if you're Ohio State and you're in position to make the college football playoff.
Which is bullshit in itself, if you ask me. But that's another – if we want to get into that.
Right, which So poor Indiana sits there because Ohio State's game versus Michigan gets canceled. And so Indiana at 6-1 is like, hey, we've played seven games. We're 6-1. Our only loss is to Ohio State. We might just be going to the Big Ten championship game. Look at us. Until the Big Ten votes otherwise and says, we like money. And just lets Ohio State waltz in because they're Ohio State. They get preferential treatment.
And they're 5-0.
Yeah, which is funny because you look at the college football playoff standings. Alabama and Notre Dame are 1-2, and they're both 10-0. And Ohio State is nestled in behind Clemson at 5-0, and they're number 4. 5-0. And USC, who is also 5-0, now the Pac-12 is a little bit down, but USC, still a big program, still in a big conference, 5-0. They're all the way back at number 15. And yes, they started late, but Ohio State had, what, two or three games canceled due to COVID? And yeah. SC's had, I think, one canceled due to COVID?
Why can't I find the damn rankings here?
I don't know. They're really hard to find this year, even when I Google it. It's kind of
strange. There we go. But no, here's my thing with Ohio State, okay? You got Alabama 10-0, Notre Dame 10-0, Clemson 9-1, Texas A&M 7-1, Cincinnati 8-0. Iowa State, Coastal Carolina, 11-0, and then there's the Buckeyes at 5-0 in the fourth spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that just to me seems like bullshit. I'm sorry. I know that I'm an Ohio State fan and all that stuff, but come on. You got to do more than play five games to get in the college football playoffs. That's just the way I see it.
Well, and the only reason that the Big Ten came back when it did is because Ohio State pressured them, saying, like, we have a chance to win a national championship, and if we don't start soon enough, we will be stuck where USC is, way at the back, because we didn't start early enough. But they did start early enough, and despite them having less games played, they still have the same amount of games played as SC, and yet there's 11 spots difference between the two.
See,
and
I think that
it's very clear that, like, again, not that this is breaking news or anything, but, like, money still runs college football.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, I don't think Coastal Carolina is realistically the third best team in the country, but they are 11-0.
They're 11-0, and they have a couple pretty decent wins over some ranked teams like BYU and I forget who else. But Coastal Carolina, not a pushover team.
No,
they should be higher than 13, but especially when, like we mentioned, all these teams that have games can't, like, I understand it's a different time because you're in the pandemic and maybe you don't punish teams for necessarily getting a disease that is spread worldwide, but, like, no, if you're not running your program in a way.
They didn't get it either, you know, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
If you're running your program in a way where you're susceptible to having as many games canceled as some of these teams have, you don't get to be rewarded for that. And somehow, we still are.
No, I mean, Alabama, Notre Dame, okay, no argument there. They're both 10-0. They've played 10 games. Yep. Good enough. Clemson, 9-1, that's 10 games, good enough, okay?
Clemson, 9-1, and they're one loss to Notre Dame in a tight game.
You know, you want to make an argument for Texas A&M or Cincinnati, fine. But I think, okay, I think to me, you've got enough teams on here with 10 games played, or even if you want to give them a little bit of slack and say, okay, 9 or more, you've got enough to put together a pretty good playoff. But the problem is that if you go with the best records, you've got to put Coastal Carolina ahead of Ohio State because they're 11-0 versus 5-0, which is 5-0. That's a Buckeyes record in like mid-September or you know, the early October, for fuck's sake. It's not playoff caliber. It's just wrong to me. I just don't like it. They're going to get in because they're Ohio State, and you know they're the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to this stuff. But it's nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but don't you think they've got an unfair advantage too, having only played five games? They're not nearly as beat up as everybody else.
Sure. And as Michael Walker pointed out, like when I was trying to say why is USC so low, USC has no wins against the ranked team. That's also not USC's fault, especially this year where you're relegated to only playing in your conference unless you're, you know, like BYU where they're like scheduling these things on the fly when games get canceled and whatever. So like the fact that everyone's only playing against their own conference for the most part, like I can't knock anybody for their schedule this year because they can only play with what's in front of them. And you know, like what a team like USC, who is still the Pac-12 has been down, but they're ostensibly a Power Five conference,
right?
Like they're not going to get anywhere close to the same shot that Ohio State is getting, or that any of the other teams in front of them are getting. They're even and now they're going to be playing USC. Has its own COVID thing going on. Not for them, but they were going to play Washington in the Pac-12 title game. Washington had too many COVID cases, so they have to not play the Pac-12 title game. Now they're going to play Oregon, who's, you know, a beat-up team as well.
See, my thing is this. It's like, look, it is not the SEC or the ACC's fault, or I don't know if BYU is independent, if they play in a conference anymore, Mountain West, if not.
Yeah.
I don't know where the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers play. But
the Chanticleers.
Chanticleers, right. But I don't know what conference they're in. But the point is that it's not their fault that you fucked around and didn't start until the middle of October. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they should not be punished for that. And I understand. I'm with you. It's a weird season, but it's not that weird. It's not so weird that teams with five wins should be getting in over teams with 11. That is just wrong to me. Yeah. Coastal Carolina's gone out and done their thing. A&M's gone out and done their thing, even at only 8 games. Clemson, 9-1. You know, everybody else, you know, Florida, 8-2. You know, Georgia, 7-2. Come on now. BYU at 10-1. No, I'm sorry, Ohio State. You know, and sorry, USC, too. But, you know, five wins aren't going to get you there. It wouldn't in any other season, so it shouldn't now either.
It's better. At least Ohio State is going to be able to play in the Big Ten title game and win one more time.
Okay, that's still not enough.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, had they not been able to play the Big Ten title game for some reason?
And, like, I don't know, the rule that they had to play 6 games?
Well, right. But what I'm saying is, if they didn't play and they still finished the season 5-0 and they were still the number 4 spot, there's a very, very plausible scenario where no matter what the hell happened behind them, they would still get put into the college football playoff despite not playing in the conference title game, despite not winning the conference, and despite only playing 5 football games.
Which I think is nonsense.
Which would have been absolute nonsense. You're right.
Yeah. I really think that you've got – now, I don't know what the NCAA decided before this whole thing started, the college football playoff committee starts decided, but – someone should have thought this through because, again, a 5-0 Ohio State team who may be very, very good. They might be the best of the bunch. We don't know. But they come in. They haven't had 10 games worth of getting banged up. They haven't had all that. They're healthier, which I think at this point in a season, when you get into January, that's the biggest benefit you can have is that you're healthier than everybody else. Don't you think? You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's some teams like Wisconsin had, like, what, 3 or 4 games canceled? Yeah. And I think they only have like 4 games played on the season, which is also insane.
Oh yeah.
The only other thing that I want to bring up from college before we get off it, because I know we're going for a bit, the Florida Gators had a shot to make the playoff. They kind of did, and then they got upset at home by LSU because after Florida stopped LSU. I think it was on a 4th down. one of the guys who tackled the LSU player short, when he tackled him, he somehow grabbed his shoe. And to celebrate, he then hurled the shoe as far as he could, which gave Florida an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which gave LSU a 1st down, which LSU then went down the field and scored on and won the game.
That's just karma, you know?
Yeah.
It's sad and funny, and I can't even imagine the locker room after that game. It's kind of like what Greg said earlier with the Browns helmet throw guy, where you find like a fascinating new way to lose a game. That's just like, what do you even do after that? Like, to me, if you're that guy, the shoe thrower dude, you just like, you know, you just kind of get in your car and keep driving, start a new life somewhere. You know, football is not part of the equation anymore. You just kind of disappear because you found a magical new way to be a fuck up.
You just, you know, you disappear somewhere and you become an insurance salesman. And
one other thing really quick on college football, too. And Andy and I talked about this a little bit earlier in the week. Michigan, for all of you Ohio State fans out there and for those of you that just follow college football, the Michigan Wolverines did not chicken out of this game. They did not decide that they were going to screw Ohio State and keep them out of the playoffs.
I can't believe people are still trying to make these arguments. Because people did that for the Steelers-Ravens game back on Thanksgiving, too. It's like, how can people think that?
They had 40, as far as last I checked, they had 40 COVID-positive cases on their team. Okay? Yeah. They were not allowed to practice. That was the school had imposed that. It wasn't the team. They're like, you can't practice. You've got way too much spread going on. And anybody that really is involved in this rivalry that understands it knows that Michigan would never do that unless they had no other choice. It's that simple. So you can believe what you want to believe, that they chickened out, they're trying to screw Ohio State and all that. But if you believe that, you don't get this rivalry at all. And I'm not trying to make it more important than it actually is. But Michigan is too classy to go, hey, you know what? We can really fuck these guys if we don't play the game. That's not the way they roll up there. It's just not.
And in Ohio State, too, like, this is, again, another reason maybe that they shouldn't be allowed to play in the Big Ten title game. This is a program that had, what, 30 guys that had COVID, like, last week, including their head coach.
Ohio State did?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, if Indiana's got a better record, they should be in. How did Northwestern get into this thing all of a sudden?
Well, they won their games.
All right. Well, if you ask me, it's cute that the Big Ten has tried to do this, and it was pretty much, I think, an unmitigated disaster so far. So that's their problem, and I don't know why the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina or the BYU Cougars are getting screwed at the expense of Ohio State that's going to show up with 5 wins.
Or go hell. Chandeliers.
Go Chandeliers, that's or right.
No. While we're here, just to close it out, I want to give a huge-ass shout-out to Iowa, friggin' state of all teams. They're going to play in the Big Ten or the Big 12 title game. I think they're on track to win the Big 12, and they beat Oklahoma and Texas in the first season, in the same season for the first time in program history, which Good. Is kind of incredible.
Those Cyclones, baby!
They're number 7 in the country. They're 8-2. If they win the Big Damn 12, let them in over Ohio State. This is nonsense.
That's what I mean. I mean, if this playoff is really about the maybe not the best teams. I don't know, though. You're right, though. It's the money. And you have a tough time arguing that the Chandeliers are better than the Buckeyes, because let's be honest, they're not. We all know
it. Of course.
Yeah. But it's also about you got to earn your way in. You don't get just to get to throw on the scarlet and gray and go, well, here we are. No, fuck that. I mean, I'm an Ohio State fan. You know, I would love another national championship, but if they win this one, I'm leaving it under the bench with that fucking stupid Civil War Connecticut thing trophy right alongside it. No way. I don't even want it. You know?
Oh, you mean the one that's holding up some redneck's car in Central Florida?
Right, exactly, that one.
And again, one last complaint, and I'm done. We go through one of the craziest seasons that we've had because of the COVID and because of all this, and college football is in a weird place. But yet, at the end of the day, number one, Alabama. Number two, Notre Dame. Number three, Clemson. Number four, Ohio State.
Yeah.
The four teams, really, of the college football playoff era.
It's really kind of become the NBA in that respect, where you're going to have all these teams playing out and blah, 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 and then at the end of the day it's going to be, yep, it's the Lakers and whoever, yeah.
Yeah, Iowa State is going to have the season, its season of a century. It's going to win the Big 12, and they're not even going to really be
relevant.
Well, they'll make one of those New Year's Six bowl games or whatever, but they won't be truly considered for the playoff.
No, but I tell you what, every time somebody stuck a microphone in my face, I'd be like, why the fuck aren't we there? 5-1 Ohio State is. I would do that. I really would. Anyway, you guys want to get to the scores from the first round of the ignominious tournament
Let's
victory?
Do it.
Disgrace? First off, to those of you that wonder why I bitch about the audience sometimes, this is why.
Oh, no. What happened?
two brackets. I couldn't have made it more clear. Two brackets to vote in, the left bracket and the right bracket, because SurveyMonkey will not let you do a 16-question poll unless you pay money for it. So I made two brackets. I clearly labeled IGT, left bracket, IGT, right bracket. And still somehow, despite all of this, where I put it up everywhere, we still came away with one bracket having 5 more votes than the other one did, which means five of you.
It happens every time.
Five of you could not figure out how to vote in two brackets. I'm just saying.
Oh, they mean
well. Oh, Gregory.
So, Greg, I've got the bracket up here.
Okay.
You wanna go ahead and share it here. I'll mark out the teams that are the representatives of 2020 that are no more.
All right, here we go. From the left bracket, number one overall. Well, we're not going to do seeding, really, but COVID-19 quackery and shit. Quackery and snake oil. Takes on Rudy Gobert touches mics and in sports. Final score in that one. Rudy Gobert touches mics and in sports wins 15-13.
Ooh.
So long, COVID quackery.
Well, that's a good tight matchup, though.
It's an upset, I think, a little bit.
Yeah. Again, right. I think that's one that could have been more like properly defined. But you know.
Yeah, well, as I was watching the votes, the COVID quackery had to lead a long time, and then Rudy Gobert came back strong.
Hmm. Okay.
So, up to the next match, Tiger King versus Murder Hornets. Anybody want to take a guess?
Gotta be
Tiger King, I think.
Tiger King, easy. 19-9, no problem. A walk, yeah. You knew Tiger King was going to be a tough out in this thing. One of my favorite matchups of the whole thing, Four Seasons Total Landscaping versus Tyrod Taylor's lung punctured by Chargers doctor.
Jesus. Sorry.
Not as tight as you would think it would be. Tyrod Taylor put up a good fight, but in the end it was the Four Seasons Total Landscaping 18-10.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair, I guess.
That's the right result.
That would have been my vote, yeah.
I mean, that might be the...
Or wait, hold on. What? Am I... Sorry, I spaced for a second. Wait, we just lost Tiger King?
No. Tiger King won easily, 19-9.
Okay, yeah, I definitely spaced. My bad. Total
Four Seasons Total Landscaping beat Tyrod Taylor's lung punctured by his doctor, yeah.
Sorry, I was reading something. And you know when you're reading, you hear noise, but you're not listening to it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Up next. Which is more 20? This was a really close match, and it went back and forth for a while. Hashtag hijackings versus Chinese Duck Army.
Ooh.
Really close match in this one, and it was going back and forth all the way till the end.
Yeah, that seems about right. I think these are a level opponents.
Well, the winner, and moving on to the second round, will be Chinese Duck Army by a score of 15-13.
Which,
that was a strong comeback by the Chinese Duck Army. They picked up the votes like in the last day.
Interesting.
Okay, matchup number 5. Pentagon admits UFOs are real and no one cares versus Lou Williams Strip Club Food Run. Another one of my favorite matchups. It's so perfectly 2020, this. But not much of a match in this one.
I got to go with the UFOs. Come on, yeah. UFOs.
Biggest win of the round so far, 23-5.
Damn.
The UFOs are real and no one cares. Takes out Lou Williams and the Strip Club Food Run.
All right.
This one, I was surprised that it was as big a blowout as it is. Washington football team versus Gender Reveal Wildfires.
If it was up to me being the czar of these things. Right?
Yeah. You would. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Sorry, Gender Reveal Wildfire is what I would give it to.
And you want, right? Everybody else. It was not even close. 24-4, yeah. Gender Reveal Wildfires takes out the Washington football team.
We mentioned our love for football team today. But Gender Reveal Wildfires,
I feel, is so perfectly 2020 because it's a natural disaster with the most idiotic – cause.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you remember, I think I had gender reveals gone wrong in the GTOV last year, or this last GTOV. So gender reveals have got to go. It's got to stop.
All right.
Up next, game number 7, running out of names for all the hurricanes versus COVID restaurant inhabitant. I like the COVID restaurant inhabitant, but
yeah. It was a long shot.
Wasn't to be. 19-9, running out of names for all the hurricanes, takes the win. And finally, to wrap up the left bracket, one of my favorite matchups of the whole damn thing, Small Santa Proselytizers versus African Hitler.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A tough call.
I gotta go with African Hitler. I think African Hitler has a certain cult following that.
Who was it on the boards that said, "I can't believe I'm voting for Hitler" or something? But here we are.
Yep.
It was African Hitler in a relatively close one, 17-11, to take the win.
So Andy, it's gonna be Rudy Gobert's Mike Tutchin versus Tiger King.
Ooh.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping will take on the Chinese Duck Army. UFOs being real to little fanfare against the Gender Reveal Wildfires.
Ooh, that's a tough matchup.
Yeah, it's rough. And hurricane names going against African Hitler.
I think African Hitler could run the table here.
I just want to say that you can say what you want about this show, but we have the best fucking tournaments of any podcast in the world. Simple as that. I will not even debate it. All right. Moving on to the right bracket.
All righty. Let's do it.
This is a tight one. Tightest match of the whole thing so far. You ready? Me too. Hashtag Me Tubin taking on airplane toilet liquor. COVID challenge.
Oh. I want to believe the toilet liquor is up there because that's just a great.
Like, if 2020 had a mascot, I think it would be a social media influencer licking a toilet seat to get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be
that's who I've got to throw my support behind too. Yeah.
Well, Me Too been put up a great fight, but loses by 1-17 to 16.
All right.
They're playing Toilet Liquor COVID Challenge. Takes the win.
Wow. I'm surprised that was that tight. But as we mentioned, the Me Too been is representative of the larger Zoom culture that we've lived in for 9 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This endless nightmare that we're all trying to have our way through.
9.5 months ago, nobody knew what a Zoom was. Now here we are.
No, we didn't know. All right. Where am I at? Number two. Mr. Peanut's planned death versus KFC and finger looking good because of COVID.
So two things with this. One, I did see the holiday Mr. Peanut ad, and clearly no longer a child.
So they've just given up on it.
Yeah, he's right. Back to being like regular Peanut. And then the KFC movie played over the weekend with Mario Lopez.
Yes. So Recipe for Seduction. What was it? Seductive Recipes?
A Recipe for Seduction.
Yeah. A Recipe for Seduction.
Anybody catch any?
No, I did not.
I
could not bring myself to actually turn the television to Lifetime, so
it's a commercial. You know, I mean, it's ultimately it's what it is.
I just couldn't handle something that serious, so I watched The Godfather instead. I wanted a little comedy and lightheartedness in my film. Did I give the score on this yet?
No, I'm still waiting.
KFC with the win. Ends finger looking good because of COVID. 18-15. Huh? Mr. Peanut performing better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
But dying nonetheless.
All right.
Okay.
God.
Matchup number three. Pence Fly taking on South Korea. Used as sex dolls to replace fans.
Hey, Pence Fly won easy, right?
Like, it's got to be Pence Fly.
Nope. South Korea sex dolls, 23-10.
Wow.
I am floored. Kind of floored by that one. I thought Pence Fly was like an easy walk to the final four.
I think South Korea using the sex dolls just seemed more 2020 to people because that's just so fucked up.
Maybe.
You know, Pence Fly.
Pence Fly took over like an entire evening on Twitter. So.
I think he just got caught in the hairspray and couldn't get out, is what happened.
Mike Probably, Pence doesn't
20
use,
minutes working on an escape
Mike
plan.
Pence doesn't use product, it's too gay for him.
Wow. Okay. Where are we at here? Okay.
Michigan versus Coffin
Michigan
Dance
Loons
Cops.
Attempt State House Takeover versus COVID Coffin Dance Cops. Pretty close match.
I got to go with the COVID Coffin Dance Cops because that's just, you know, Zach has said it before. It's like the meme of 2020. Like
that would have been my vote too. Zach, you got a thought?
No, that's same.
Well, I hate to break it to you guys, but lunacy trumps memes, I guess, because the Michigan Loons attempting to take the state house over won 19-14 in this
round. You know what? Between the Pence Fly losing and the Michigan
– I think we should have an investigation.
The Michigan Crazies winning? Yeah. Something tells me that the wrong side of the internet found this.
I have affidavits I have affidavits from 35 people, all drunk, who say that this is bullshit. So we will get into this.
Here's how crazy the Michigan Loons got low. Like so, today they did the
electoral college, yeah.
Right? Well, they had to completely close off the Michigan State House to like everyone but the electors and the people recording the electoral votes because some Republican in Michigan's state legislature was like, I'm leading a protest and there might be violence.
Oh my God. No, we like to make fun of this stuff and it is funny. I don't get me wrong, but this shit's making me a little nervous. Some of the stuff that's happening right now, I gotta be honest. It really is. Anyway, the Michigan Loons win because of course they did 19-14. So they will move on.
This is important now, Greg. This is the vasectomy baboon and his wives. if that lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning, I'm going to be mad. I'm not going to be pleased.
To be fair, it was a Tampa Bay Lightning COVID cup party. So,
well, we can all rest easy. The Vasectomy Baboon and his two wives won with the biggest margin of the entire tournament so far, 25-8.
Damn. All right. Very good.
Interesting.
This, I'm telling you, Vasectomy Baboon, I got to think, is the front runner in this thing.
Yeah, I think part of me has some sort of worry that that might have too much GTOV DNA.
Yeah.
Right.
It might be a little too wild for even what the 2020 tournament is.
Well,
so,
you know what? If he goes that, we'll bring him back for the GTOV and let him take another crack at it.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, like, it's fine. I just hope that some truly 2020 entry does not go down just because this is like
it's funny.
Just too funny to
look at it this way. If this baboon wins this tournament and the GTOV, then it's like the two wives that he ran away with.
Yeah.
two tournament belts.
He will go down in basically a sports show history. If he wins both of these tournaments.
I was going to say it's like how the Astros are the only team to win both pennants, but then I realized that they cheated to win one, so fuck them.
Well, you never know. Baboon might be cheating too. You just don't know.
Baboon's got one of the wives banging the trash can.
I will take this time to point out, we do use SurveyMonkey. SurveyMonkey.
And a rare case, well, this is an actual monkey and not a primate, so yeah.
True.
Yep.
I'm.
Are baboons primates? I'm not sure.
Do they have tails?
Apes don't have tails.
Unless you're French, because in French, the word for monkey and ape is the same thing.
Okay, also. Close enough. Well, then good.
let me just say that I'm keeping my eye on this baboon. I don't trust it.
Well, the baboon, I think we should, you know what, just because we want to see if he can do it, if he wins this one, I think he gets automatic entry into the GTOV. Just see if he can do it again. All right, there we go.
Baboon is a monkey, by the way.
Okay. Yes. Finally, matchup number 6 on the – was this the right bracket I think we're on now?
Right bracket, yes.
Krasinski, SGN sellout, some good news sellout versus absurd do-it-yourself PPE, personal protective equipment.
I take that back.
This was the biggest blowout in the first round.
I'm guessing not enough people really followed the some good news thing.
Yeah.
And more people have experienced the DIY stuff. I'm guessing that one in a
big way. Yeah, one big 29-4.
Okay. Which makes sense.
Absolute stomping.
My objections were well founded, it seems.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Matchup number 7, a good one. Discovery of alternate universe where time travels backward and no one cares versus the Broncos have to start a wide receiver at quarterback.
Ridiculous matchup.
These are two 2020 things. I love this matchup. This is good.
That's a sentence that's never been heard before.
No.
You know, like.
My legal team will be that I spoke something for the first time in the history of the English language.
the discovery of a universe where time goes backwards versus a practice squad wide receiver being made the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Like, what?
That's also such a perfectly Denver Broncos thing, if I may remind you all of the classic Simpsons gag, the Denver Broncos.
This is a great matchup for this tournament. This really kind of sums it all up, if you ask me.
Yeah. Mm.
Was it close?
It was close, yes, very.
I'm going to guess the Broncos was the winner.
I'm going to guess the Broncos, too, because, you know, we do have a sports base, you know, fan base, so that might win.
Zach?
Well, the sports thing didn't help the Lightning, especially on a board that does skew hockey.
Yeah.
So I think I got to go.
That was against Baboon Chimp or Vasectomy Baboon.
Yeah, I'm gonna go off path. I'm gonna say the backwards universe.
I would say that too, and that would have been my vote. But again, because you can't trust these fucking people to get anything right. No, the Broncos quarterback wins in a very close one, 18-15.
Okay.
Well, I'm very disappointed in that one.
So disappointed. It maybe is not the one I wanted, but as Zach said, these were two perfectly good 2020 happenings. So, you know what? I'm happy. You know
what? What was the final margin?
18-15.
Okay, so not that bad.
Yeah, I know. I think, too, that the discovery of the alternate universe in which time travels backwards is not – it doesn't roll off the tongue very well. It wasn't like hardly anybody knew about it. See, I can see the Broncos thing, us being the sports show and all right, fine. But I'm still disappointed in the listeners, as I always am. And you guys know I'm just kidding when I say that stuff. I hope the listeners. I'm not serious about that. Maybe
you
a little
hear
bit.
What he says about you all off mic.
And finally, wrapping up round one of the ignominious tournament of disgrace, Rise of the Karens versus COVID Black Market Scammers.
It's gotta be Karens.
Yeah. Karen
blew them out
again. This is a good matchup, but I think it's Karens. That's
Karens all the way, 22-11, not even close.
Cool.
There you go. So that's the first round in the tournament, and
so we'll have what, airplane toilet liquor going against KFC dropping finger licking good. That's kind of weird. That's a weird matchup there.
A lot of licking involved in that one.
We have South Korean sex dolls going against Michigan Loon. Well, the Michigan Lunatics.
Wait a minute. That could turn ugly fast.
It's ugly already. It's just
what I'm saying is that, you know, you get these Michigan loons. Let's be honest about it. They're probably not hooking up a lot, and the Korean sex dolls might just. It's going to be wild. You want to watch that one, folks?
We'll have the vasectomy baboon and his wives taking on absurd DIY personal protection equipment. I don't think it's going to be close. I think that vasectomy baboon is on a fast track to the final. Denver Broncos practice squad wide receiver quarterback will take on the Rise of the Karens at the final match.
Do you think the Karens could take out the baboon?
Oh.
No.
I think that's the only one that has a real shot at taking it out before the final.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that the Karens thing, it'll be close. It'll probably be the only one of that side of the tournament to make it close. But I think it'll probably be Tiger King Baboon in the end.
Which again, a perfectly fine matchup.
On its own.
Yeah, we'll have to. It's going to be interesting. Like, I think this is really going to impact the GTOV as far as has it emptied the coffers a little bit for that?
I don't think so.
No, because I figured
you guys hoard them during the year.
I've got 11 entries ready to go for the glorious tournament of victory.
Well, remember too, Andy, we get to make up entries for the GTOV. This had to be stuff that was called from the news, basically. So,
good point. Yep.
Yeah. Pulled from straight from the headlines.
Yeah.
Plus, this tournament won't take into account anything that happens the rest of December or January, February.
No, I think was a Cosmic posted in the nominations thread. There were like five new entries that could have made this tournament easily. Happened in the last week.
God.
Like what was his name? The dude that died and then tweeted after he died that COVID wasn't so bad. I can't think of his name now.
I don't know. I don't have the thread handy.
Was it Ben Cain? No.
Herman Cain, maybe?
Herman Cain.
Yeah, Herman Cain.
And my point was, you know, this guy tweeted after he died, and we're focusing on what he died of. I think the bigger scoop was that he tweeted after he was dead, but, you know, 2020 for it. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, without a doubt, Cast Blast, I already have 12-foot Davis for the GTOV. I already called him.
Keep in mind 12-foot Davis from the always strong, weird Canadian prairie shit conference.
straight from the same cut of cloth as the sacred moose leg of Flin Flon, Manitoba.
And the Manitoba goalie beer thief. You know, you can always count on the Canadian prairies to provide some strong GTOV entries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited for – I got a couple entries in my pocket here. I don't probably have as many as you guys have hoarded, but I haven't really started gathering them quite formally.
I have the problem of, that'd be a great GTOV entry, and then I just never write it down. So.
See, you know, I've got a Word doc on my desktop, which is GTOV 2021, and so I'm just scribbling down as they happen.
And I think if you go through the Bass thread on the boards, there's been, I don't know, over the course of the year, people have been dropping in ideas
for
work. Like about this tournament, I like not seeding anything. It really makes the matchups far more interesting, I think, because you can't rig it to like make sure that certain things get to a certain place.
What I like about this tournament, right, is its purity.
Yeah.
It is distilled from the single events of a horrible, horrible year. And God willing, 2021 will not be shit enough that we feel compelled to do this again. So hopefully this is a once in a lifetime thing. So whoever wins this will be the only disgraceful champion.
We hope.
Hopefully.
to kind of round out things, speaking of disgraces and sports, there was a report yesterday that the NHL is trying to negotiate a privately purchased lot of COVID vaccines to give to its players before the season would start.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about that?
I think as long as they're not cutting in front of line for people that need it.
I think by buying about badges for professional athletes, I think that would be jumping several lines.
No. I don't like
but
it.
But the thing is, though, the NHL is – they are not the only ones. I mean, I would not be surprised if the NFL is actually already, like, negotiating.
Roger Goodell said today that they're not going to do that.
I don't give a shit what he says. I feel like there's no question. Maybe it's not even a league wide thing. It may be something like, maybe Jerry Jones is working on, individual teams might be just like trying to hoard. The NFL, the NHL, these sports organizations, they're not.
Well, we just lost Andy.
Bye, Andy.
Well, it was a good point.
I was gonna say it would be.
Hey, he's back. Go ahead, okay. Andy. Where you left off.
I think the drone came and sniped my internet.
The Dan Snyder
drone.
Snyder drone is like.
The NFL is good. The NFL is great. But yeah, I pretty much came to. We're going to see more and larger examples of groups, companies, organizations being disgusting about this vaccine. There's no doubt.
I was just going to say, wouldn't it be so perfectly only in the goddamn NHL of them if the NHL, saw this and was like, oh, we're going to buy a mass, bulk of vaccine for our players. Then someone, objected and probably said, like, won't that make us look like a bunch of scumbags? To which, Gary Bettman would probably went, don't worry, all the other leagues are going to do it too. So, like, it won't be a big deal. And then it turns out that, like, the NHL is the only one doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I also wouldn't put it past the NHL more than any of the other four leagues based on the demographics of the makeup, that there's probably a handful of anti-vaxxers among the bunch.
That is something I do not get with this whole vaccine thing. I get it. I really don't ever get it, but I get it more if it's one side going, I'm not doing this. But it's like 50% of the country and crossing all sorts of the whole political spectrum going, no way am I doing this.
The craziest shit I saw was a conspiracy theory saying that COVID was manufactured by Bill Gates to sell vaccines.
Microchips in them to control people. Yeah.
Know what? To that argument, and I've seen a lot of people say that, they're going to put a microchip in us and trace us. It's like, if you think for a second that you aren't being traced already, by your phone, by your credit cards, by all the other bullshit. Come on now.
They're saying that they're tweeting conspiracy theories from their smartphone, which is connected to like the largest international grid.
Which, probably has an ongoing NSA file already. So
yeah. I had this very same discussion with my group of friends last week. Because last week, California started, there's an app for the phone that you can get where if you're within 6 feet of somebody for 15 or more minutes, your phones exchange over Bluetooth like a code. And if either of you like test positive for COVID, you can then like input the code to like let people know like, hey, anyway, a couple of my friends were like, oh, I mean, that I don't like that. That's a Big Brother state. It's like, you don't think that they're not already tracking your phone, big guy? If they want to know what you are doing at home on your Xbox, they can do it.
I think the thing with tracing that I just can't get past, and I look, as far as knowing information and stuff, that ship sailed literally 20 years ago, maybe even further back than that. Yeah. The thing with the tracing to me is that the exponential growth of who people are in contact with, it's so quick that, person X becomes infected. So you go, okay, I want to trace it back. And he goes, well, I was with 10 people today. And then that 10 people, I just don't see how you can do a reasonable job of it where you can actually, right. You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing with the phone too is like, it only works if enough people sign up for it. Cause it's not mandatory. Like it's on your phone if you want to activate it, but you don't have to like do it.
Yeah. I think my iPhone has something like a COVID tracker on it that I just don't use. Cause you know,
right.
I don't see anybody.
Well, right. I mean, that was my thing. It's like, I activated it just to like do it in good faith, but like, I also know that I'm never going to be within 6 feet of somebody for more than 15 minutes.
No.
That I already don't know is fine.
No, I get nervous if people start talking to me and they're keeping their distance, and I'll start like watching my watch, like going, how long has this been? You know, I really do, because again, this thing isn't hard to navigate if you just do the little things. It's not that difficult. I'm not saying that it makes you perfectly safe, but there are really easy ways to lower your risk, and they're not crushing your rights or anything like that. And I get the argument. You know, some of the lockdowns I think have been extreme. I'm not so sure that they work. But none of that means that, like say if Ohio opens tomorrow, like Florida's open right now, it doesn't mean that you go run out and jump in the pile and go, hey, everything's fine. No.
Yeah.
It's just but yeah, the whole thing is crazy. But like,
there's vaccines out. Just do what you can to stay safe and not get it before you get the vaccine.
On crazy people, there's a guy in Tampa.
I'm sorry, Mike, I don't believe it already.
And he's got property right by 275 heading north. Anyone who is from Florida might know what I'm talking about.
I know
anyway,
exactly what you're talking about.
Anyway, he's got property by there, and he's a huge Trump supporter, because I know this because he's got this giant fuck off flag that says Trump 2020 that he had been flying for like a month prior to the election, and he had been keeping that thing flying up until like literally the past 2 days, where it finally came down and was replaced with just a standard American flag. So I'm guessing maybe the Electoral College finally just, you know.
I think we talked about this like the day after the election, just how funny it was to see how fast they all came down. There was one holdout in my neighborhood. I kept it up for like an extra week, but it finally came down. And like,
I hate to break this to you, but you were around up here. There are still quite a few of them out.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It depends on where you are, but like seeing some of those come down, it's not the same thing exactly, but it's like a small version of the Berlin Wall falling, right?
God.
But like, there's this thing that you're just like, oh, I fucking hate looking at this thing every day for years and years and years. And one day, it just comes down and you say, oh,
I just die
behind that flag.
I just hope that we can find a way to make this transition work, because right now, if we can get to January 21st and everything's cool, I'll feel much better.
I feel much better today.
I'm an alarmist, but I just don't know what some people are capable of at this point. I mean, I've seen, you know, like, I'm just worried that even Bush Gore wasn't this contentious. And it's like, wow, this is just crazy. And we'll see what happens.
They were just arguing the results of one state and not saying that the entire operation of a American election was faulty.
Well, anyway, let's not go down that rabbit hole, because it'll just depress me.
Yeah. And I felt now that we got like the Electoral College out of the way, I feel much better. Like, not that I was feeling bad. Like, it was just kind of – it was just like, enough of suffering these idiots. Let's just get to a point where we can say, look, you literally have no other way to get around this at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You shut up and like – I know you're not going to stop talking, but just like go over there and just let us live our lives.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we're getting there. One, it's kind of like a week at a time thing. Yeah. But in positive news, just to close out the show, I'm very excited to say this. Very big news in my home. My dog got neutered 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And has been wearing a cone and hates it. And tomorrow he gets his cone off, and we're very excited.
All right.
Yes, I cannot. He's very excited. I'm excited. My wife's excited. We get he gets to take his cone off, and it's going to be a joyous occasion for everyone in our house. So
cool,
yeah.
Happy Hanukkah, Mike, on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And that Queen video that you sent was amazing.
Yeah, the Hanukkah Rhapsody. Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome.
What day are we on, Mike?
We are on, I want to say the 4th, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, 4th night, I think, yeah.
So good midway point.
Yeah.
Is there some, like, you know, secret conversation you guys have going on? I never know what the hell you're talking about when you bring up these.
You know, we need to
bring Andy into the text chat.
But
yeah.
You know what? I think that the person that started it has to be the person that adds him, because I've tried adding him and I can't.
You can add anybody.
I can?
Yeah. Let me see if I can bring
Adam to it if you can.
Listen, no, you don't have to make an exception for me if you want to place
it.
I have another group of friends that I text with, and they wanted me to add somebody to it, and I couldn't because I didn't start the
screen. Okay, so I think this is your current phone number. I don't know. We'll find out.
Let me just read it out loud here on the air. Here.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but let's see. Okay, so let's I added who I think – is you. Let's see.
I don't have my phone handy here. I'd try it.
Hey.
Yeah, we don't need to do this live.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyway, so if nobody's got anything else.
217 right? Area code? Does that ring a bell?
Yes, 217. Let's go to 217 now here on the air. Yes, it's me. You got the right number.
One time.
Okay. There we go.
Well, now all of us are in there.
Cool. That'll be fun. And you're going to drive him nuts. He'll wish we never added him to it, but okay.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, we've been meaning to do it for a long time, but we don't really text as much as we used to, though, either. So, you know.
We text on something happens.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
It's
just this whole, like, NFL season's been weird, so it's just been hard to.
Speaking of weird, how bad are my Browns losing already?
I think they're winning, actually.
Oh, wait. Yep, there it is. I got a text. Let me check here, Mike, real quick. Oh, I got it right on my computer. We can look right at it.
It's tied up at 7. 7 yep. all.
Everybody's there.
All righty.
Okay. Cool. All right, folks, if you guys have got nothing else, let's start putting a bow on this thing. And
yeah, I got nothing.
All right, then. We will call it a night. Follow us on Twitter at Basically Sports. Subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, the YouTubes, and wherever fine podcasting is sold. Links for the next round of the IITD will be posted shortly. And with all that, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Go Bucks!
Bye-bye.
The following program is rated TV.